out with the old and in with the new. One resolution making the rounds is to get rid of clutter in 2014. Who better to ask for advice than the clutter queen herself, Barbara McDonald. Good morning, Barbara. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Pamela.
Welcome back to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
How many people do you come across at this time of year saying, I'm going to do it. This is the year. I'm going to get rid of all that clutter.
Oh, just about everybody. It's either clutter or I want to be better organized.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to clutter, how do we define that these days?
Well, I define it as anything that you're not using anymore or you don't love. Your home should be your castle. I'm the queen, so everybody has their castle. And you just want to keep in it the things that make your life easier or make you feel better about your life and yourself.
Why do we find it so difficult to part with things?
Nostalgia often. There can be memories attached to everything that we have. And if we feel we're throwing away the memory, then of course it's difficult. But my belief is you should keep those things that make you feel all warm and fuzzy. It's the things that make you feel negative or are just cluttering your life, just adding more work, that should go.
Do people in general realize the stress, or if in fact that's the case, that clutter causes them, or do we just operate around it and not realize that it's causing problems?
Yes, in general, I think people don't realize until it becomes such a problem that it's just bogging them down. And that's usually the point when they call me, because they'll say, I'm just overwhelmed, I don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, years and years, and I mean, the advent of storage places and the like, do we just, I guess it's the affluence of our society.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
The flyers come out and you start going through and thinking, what about the idea that we, you know, there's some sort of, I guess, chemical reaction to going out and buying new things? There's a feel-good factor.
Yes, there certainly is. Some people get a lot of satisfaction out of shopping, and then there's the others that hate it. So we're all different.
Do you think as a society that we're collectively, you know, finding less, I guess, less of a soft spot for our stuff, that we're finally kind of reaching a point where more and more people want to get rid of the clutter just simply by, you know, accumulation and not having the room for it?
Yes, and that's really important. I think there is a slight change in the thinking, but then part of it, I think, in Victoria is that we have a lot of elderly people. I'm one myself, and so I can see that. Mm-hmm. And when particularly women reach kind of, I think, around 50 or a little older, they want to simplify their lives. And so they look around at their stuff and they say, you know, a lot of it doesn't even belong to me. It's old family stuff. And I now want to make my environment my own. And so they want to get rid of the excess.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do when you're faced with the family china or the knickknacks that your great aunt passed down or the like, and you kind of feel, you know, maybe we should hang on to them perpetually? I mean, how do you make that decision to part with the things that do have sentimental value, but you're not using them anymore?
You could keep one of those items. That might be enough sentimentality for you. But I think you should have a family meeting, or if everybody isn't living in the same town, then do it by email, Skype, whatever. Skype would be great because you can have the item right in front of you. And just say, you know, is anybody interested in this? Because on the most part, parents are saving this stuff for their children or a niece or something. And those people aren't interested in it at all. Modern women just don't have the time to deal with polishing silver, for instance.
What about guys?
It depends on the guys, but it's mostly women that I'm helping, so it's women that I'm familiar with how they're dealing with their stuff.
What do you think about shows like the Antiques Roadshow and people end up, you know, finding some knick-knack that they didn't think was worth anything, and boy, they're sure lucky they hung on to it because they go on the program and find out that it's worth a whole bunch of money. Do you come across that where people think, oh, this might be worth something, I better
keep it? Yes, and I'm in connection with an antiques man, and he says most of the stuff that people are hanging on to is absolutely worthless. They think it's worth a lot of money, but it usually isn't. So if they think that, they should find out, you know, call in somebody who can make an assessment on it. And sometimes the assessment won't cost. The person I know wouldn't charge for that. And sometimes you can just find out by email with him. But find out. And then if it is worth something, okay, maybe it's time to sell it. And if it isn't worth anything, get rid of it because it's just taking up space in your home.
Mm, I'm going to put this out to our listeners. Do you plan to get rid of clutter in 2014? Tell us your story. 250-386-1161, star 1070 on your cell phone. You can email us, talk@cfax1070.com. We have the Clutter Queen on, Barbara McDonald, and she can also give you some ideas of how you can go about this. Do you ever run into, Barbara, a situation where someone does purge and then they go, oh, gosh, I missed that. I missed that item. I wish I hadn't done that.
Very, very occasionally. I think I'm in my 11th year of doing this business, and I've had one client that did that. Mm-hmm. But I'd already taken this stuff on her behalf to a consignment store, and it had been sold. So, you know, it was a couple of weeks before she decided she wanted some of it back.
Mm-hmm. And it was too late then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I guess we let that settle.
Well, yes. You know, I think at the time of me working with them, they decided they wanted to get rid of it. They gave me that permission. But, you know, they wouldn't have been able to find it if they had wanted it before I came in to help them with all the clutter. So, you know, it's just buried in dust and other stuff. So just, I think it's better to let it go and get on with your current life.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that as you're going through things with people that a lot of this stuff, as you say, is people aren't aware that it's they've even got it?
Yes. Yes, because it is buried under other things and they haven't seen it for a while. So very often they're surprised, and sometimes they'll say, I don't even know what this is. I don't even know where it came from. I've never seen it before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of comments.
Got an email here from Ronnie. Writes, Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. Maybe Western man and woman has transformed this to I have, therefore I am.
Yes, that's true.
Interesting.
Absolutely true.
Tell us more about that.
Well, people identify themselves by their stuff. You know, they like to have it around because, again, it can have memories, or it's sometimes evidence of their accomplishments.
Mm.
So, you know, we work hard and we pay a lot of money sometimes for many of our accomplishments. So, of course, you want some indication of where you've been and what you've done. And especially when you get elderly, those are the things that are more meaningful to you because you realize you had a good life and you meant something in that life.
Mm. Which makes it all the tougher to get rid of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to talk more about clutter. Tell us your stories. Do you plan to get rid of your clutter in 2014, or have you already done it? Can you encourage other listeners? 250-386-1161, star 1070 on your cell phone. You can email us, talk@cfax1070.com. When we come back, more with Barbara McDonald. She is the Clutter Queen.
Call us, 250-386-1161, or on your cell at star 1070. Pamela McCall on CFAX 1070.
Scott Rintoul.
20 years after moving to Vancouver, I'm on the move again to Victoria. Scott Rintoul here, and I'm inviting you to join me every night, 9 to 12, Monday to Friday, for a lot more than The Score. New show, new time, new stations. You don't want to miss it.
Scott Rintoul. Weeknights from 9 to midnight.
CFAX 1070 is amping up our game with total sports coverage every weeknight on Victoria's home for sports. CFAX 1070.
From the CFAX 1070 Community Cruiser, here's what's happening.
The Robert Bateman Center encourages sustainability this holiday season. View wreaths made from 100% recycled materials in the Recycle Collection on until Sunday, January 5th. Wreaths will be auctioned off and funds raised support the Robert Bateman Foundation. Drop off your empties in the charity bin at any Bottle Depot location and help support CFAX Santa's Anonymous Society through to the end of January. No sorting required. Esquimalt Rec Center's open house is Saturday, January 4th at 527 Fraser Street. There's a pancake breakfast by donation, free admissions, free program demonstrations, free kinder gym, draw prizes, and 10% off in-person program registrations. To find out more about these and other events, you can always log on to our website, CFAX1070.com.
Watch for our 2013 Kia Soul from Graham Kia on Government Street. From Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Feel like walking today, Mom? Maybe tomorrow. My toe will be better then.
Foot pain. How would it affect your daily activities? Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry is dedicated to the prevention and correction of foot pain due to bunions and hammer toes. Dr. Cornwell specializes in making the foot function, feel, and look better. Get back your life, have great feet again, and do away with foot pain.
Why did I wait so long to find a treatment?
Through innovation and care, Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry puts your best foot forward. Call 386-9353.
When you are ready to hire your next realtor, make sure Kathleen Blair and myself, Gary McInnes, are on your interview list. Combining for over 33 years of experience, we provide cutting-edge tech answers and good old-fashioned service. Call me direct at 250-727-1037 to discuss this interesting real estate market. Gary, Kathleen, and Blair McInnes, Everton Homes Limited, the island's oldest independent real estate firm. Call now, 250-727-1037.
Jonah Bob here from Heirloom Linens.
We hear it all the time. Our store looks terrific. Our selection is second to none, but it's our customer service that continues to set us apart.
People are also pleasantly surprised to learn that we accept competitors' coupons, so it'll never cost you more for quality.
Whether searching for that one special item or looking to give each room in your home a fresh new look,
visit heirloomlinens.com, then stop by Heirloom Linens in Broadmead Village, and you'll agree, we only sound expensive.
Your best choice for selection and value in flooring is locally owned Camino Carpets and Flooring. You'll find everyday low prices and all stock in Camino's 7,000 square foot warehouse. It's loaded with a great selection of laminate, engineered hardwood, vinyl, and tile, much more than just carpets. Whatever you need on your floors, Camino's seasoned sales staff and professional installers will save you time and money. Just call for a free estimate. Camino Carpets and Flooring. New location, new showroom, same great savings. 3950 Quadra Street across from Lumber World.
The biggest news events, the stories in our community. Understood. It's Pamela McCall on CFAX 1070.
Hi there. We're talking clutter and the big resolution to get rid of clutter in 2014. My guest, Barbara McDonald. She is the clutter queen. Barbara, we're going to go to the phones now. Hi, Margaret. You're on CFAX.
Oh, good morning. I have a question. Mm-hmm. I'm in my early 90s. And I shortly have to think about moving. And I've got a lot of stuff I want to get rid of, and I keep thinking of it. But how do I go about finding somebody who will help me? Tell me where to put it. You know what I mean? If I get, oh, that's fine, I'll get rid of that. But what do I do with it?
Really great question, Margaret. Let's put that to Barbara.
Great. Really, that's why a professional organizer can help you, because we have the lists of all the places you can take things, or we can help take them for you. And it is a big deal, because if you don't know where to take it, to recycle or whatever, you're stuck with those things.
Let's give some intel here. Where are some places that people can take their goods? This was on my list to ask you. What can be donated these days?
Well, Well, it depends on the place. Each place seems to be a little different. Value Village is very open to just about anything. Salvation Army, almost as helpful. A lot of places are getting more particular, though, because people can sometimes give things that just aren't appropriate, that should go in the garbage, and then they have to pay to get rid of it themselves. So that's not fair. And a professional organizer knows what people, the sorts of things people will take or not take, and will help make those decisions. Once the person, the client, has said, okay, I don't want this anymore, then I can say, okay, it's donatable, and this is where I'd suggest, or you could sell that, and this is where. Those sorts of decisions.
Barbara, what about for people on fixed income? I know you've got lots of clients, and there'll be more after this program, but if you're on fixed income and you don't have the means to get a professional organizer, is there any recommendations for that crowd?
Well, I have written a do-it-yourself unclutter and organize ebook. I'm in the process of updating it, so it's not available quite yet, but it will be shortly. And but it's email, so for elderly people, they may not have a computer, and that could be a problem.
That's a step closer, though. That's great.
Yes.
Okay, let's get to Felicity. Hi, Felicity. You're on CFAX 1070.
Hi, Margaret. I actually don't have a lot of clutter. I'm one of these people who tries to keep it down. Hello?
Yeah, hi,
hello.
Right here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what's happened is I'm 61. I was married at 24, and Mum and Dad said to go and pick a china thing because they're from Britain. And I picked a beautiful pottery set, and they picked out Royal Albert china. Now, I have an eight-piece set complete with egg cups, napkin rings, and then they left me all of their silver, which is all stamped with King George. I have no objection to paying someone to consign it, but how do I get rid of it?
Mm-hmm.
I never use it. I take it out once a year, and I soak the bone china because somebody told me you needed to do that.
Right, but you need some help getting rid of it. So, Barbara, what do you suggest for Felicity?
Well, consignment store for sure. And there's several in town. You can find them easily in the Yellow Pages. And just see if they're interested in taking it. Some things that used to be valuable are not anymore because of what I mentioned earlier. Younger people just aren't interested in the upkeep and maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
So, but phone and find out.
Mm. Okay, I'll try that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good luck to you, Felicity. You know, there are a lot of china sets, I think, that, as you mentioned, really precious for a certain generation. And, you know, people saving up or getting a special set for Christmas so that, you know, you could have enough for everybody. But times do change. Perhaps there's a mosaic artist or something that could use the bits of them, repurpose them, I guess is the term now. So consignment stores, good idea. You're recommending that. Not just for china, but what else could people take a look at putting on consignment?
Well, again, each consignment store is different, so the Yellow Pages first, and then give them a phone call or email, and it's just a matter of doing a little research to find out, because as I say, times have changed with what's acceptable and what isn't, and sometimes they get too much of one thing, too, and so they might not take it for a short period.
Mm-hmm.
So just check directly with those facilities.
Okay, so online or Yellow Pages. When it comes to Value Village and Salvation Army and what they'll accept, what kind of advice do you have? I guess people checking ahead, but what kind of condition do things have to be in before people drop them off?
They should be in, for consignment, definitely. They should be clean and in full working order. And I even recommend if you know what you paid for it new, put that I paid blah, blah, new. And that helps the assessor to put a reasonable price on it. If it's for donation, it shouldn't be dirty. But if it's clothing, people usually wash it before they use it themselves anyway. So you don't have to take as much care with the donations as you would for consignment, for sure.
Right, but make sure it's clean because someone at the other end will use it.
Yes.
What about larger items like furniture?
Again, some places take it, some places don't, and some places do periodically take it. So it's just a matter of, again, doing the research to find out what the specifications are for each location.
Mm-hmm. And what about things like paperwork, organizing paperwork?
That's a big bone of contention for most people. So it certainly helps to keep your files called, and certainly we're in the new year now, so it's the perfect time to start calling your paper files. And by just keeping on top of it on a perhaps a weekly basis, then you won't get buried under the paper.
And what do people need to hold on to these days? You're going through your paperwork, you're thinking, oh, I might need this. Someone might ask for it. Or
right. Well, I have a tip sheet that I give to clients that gives them some direction on all their different papers, because it is an issue. They'll say to me, well, I just didn't know whether I should hang on to it. So, you know, if it was a mortgage on a previous house, you don't need to keep it now. If it was insurance on a car you no longer have, you don't need to keep it now. But some things you do need to keep, and if you can't afford a professional organizer, probably your accountant or bookkeeper will be able to give you some guidelines along that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good advice, because I think as we go to increasingly towards a paperless society, you know, you wonder, but if that's all you've got is backup, you need to know what you can get rid of and can't. And tell us how people feel when they finally start this process and go through it. I mean, there must be stages where it's really difficult. And walk us through that.
Sometimes it's difficult for people at the beginning of an appointment. I can find some resistance maybe in the first half hour or so. And by an hour, and sometimes a lot shorter than that, they're starting to throw out the baby with the bathwater, and I have to say, wait a minute, and bring them back to reality. But usually by the end of an appointment, people are almost jumping from joy, and they'll say, I feel so much lighter, and I thought this was going to be really difficult, but it's almost been fun. And I think in a lot of cases it's just a matter of getting started, and then they see there is light at the end of the tunnel, and that gives them motivation to go on. So very often the next day I'll get an email or a phone call saying, oh, thank you so much, and I was up really late last night because I was on a roll and I just kept going, and I've taken five boxes to Sally Ann and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And do you find that it's a catalyst for other changes? If people are sort of bogged down in stuff and they start to purge, what happens in other areas of people's lives?
Well, it's a very interesting thing that happens, because they're clearing out one area of their life, and that allows... It creates, if you will, a void that allows new things to come into your life. So sometimes that's new people, sometimes it's money, sometimes it's a new job. So it's just allowing you to live more in the present and the future instead of being mired in the past.
Mm-hmm. It is a true cleansing. When it comes to people who've done the purge, do you find that we slide back into our old habits of bringing more stuff in, or does it change the way that people approach purchasing or bringing things into their homes?
It usually does make a difference, and they'll say, I've changed the way I look at my things now, and they'll do this one in, one out rule, which is, if you bring something new into your life, you let one old thing go, and it helps you keep control of that. And it's a simple habit to develop, and once you've got that in your mind, then it just makes dealing with all your things a whole lot easier. And it's very seldom that once people have gone through the process with me that they slide back into the really bad habits that they might have had before.
Mm. Don't want to have to go through the process all over again.
Right, and the expense. You know, most people understand the process once we have worked together for an hour or so and can carry it on by themselves.
Barbara, when it comes to your business, you are the Clutter Queen. What a great name for your company. Where can people find you, and when's your ebook going to be out?
Well, the ebook is, as I say, in process. I'm having some difficulties with it, some challenges. So it'll be out in the next few months. They could always phone me or email me if they wanted to know. And I'm available at www.clutterqueen.ca. And I have some free tips on my website, and they could sign up for my free newsletter.
Well, you're a pleasure to talk to, and what an inspiration. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome.
All the best.
Bye-bye.
Barbara McDonald is the Clutter Queen.